Hey, welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. Thank you guys so much for joining me again on a Friday. It's noon. That means it's time for Cars on the Move. Mic check. Let me know if you can see me and hear me okay. I think we're good. And you know we're going to be live with Ty in the transport parking lot here in a second. But before we go there, I just want to say again, thank you. Please do leave a like. And if you would, you see that share button, you can hit the copy button. You can share that link. Text it, email it, share it on social media. Make a TikTok about how much information there is live in Auto Transport. Also, remember, if you need help, if there's something we can do for you, if you want to talk to Ty, go to autotransportintel.com. Sign up as an ATI insider. Of course, please do join the live chat. Say hello, and let's go live with Ty. Ty, what is going on today, man?
And it's beautiful, and I'm in the transport parking lot.
It looks beautiful.
Might get a little wind, but it's nice out.
Yeah, it looks really, really nice.
Yeah, it's always a good day when the sun's shining in car hauling land, because there's plenty of days where it's not sunny and beautiful. But, I'm in the transport parking lot. I'm at an auction, America's Auction. I was here yesterday. They have their sale on Thursday, so I was here for the sale. I don't know if you remember this, Jay, but I was telling you a couple weeks ago, I was here during sale day, and I kept seeing a lot of guys I never see here. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And they were, pretty big dealers, right? And they're here at the America's Auto Auction, which is a smaller auction. And I keep asking them, what are you doing here? And they keep saying, well, they're running cars through here. And as the conversation keeps going, so yesterday, two of the guys I talked to a couple weeks ago that said they're going to start coming here, guess what they did? One dude brought 16 cars for the sale, never has had cars here before, brings 16, sells 14 of 16, gone. Talked to two other guys that never have seen here. One brought 8. He sold 5 out of 8. I saw another guy, he brought 10, and I think he said he sold 7. Then my other, the big wholesaler here that we always talk about, which is First Class.
AU.
I talked to them, AU and Hanny. I talked to them today. They ran 100 yesterday and had a 70% sale. So that's really good. So what I'm seeing on the ground at an auction that runs cars, here's what I'm seeing, okay? I'm seeing dealers are shifting to auctions that run cars through the lanes. I'm talking to the dealers, and I'm finding out they like it. They're saying that the cars are bringing more money, and they're also saying that the percentage is higher, meaning if I brought 10 and I sold 7, I didn't do that somewhere else where they don't run the cars through. So that's just what I'm hearing. That's just people I'm talking to. I'm talking to auction sales reps. Hey, what are you guys seeing? Yeah, dealers that typically don't bring cars here are bringing cars here. You can come up with your own conclusion as to why.
So I could go a couple different ways with this. One is that some people you talk to are like, yeah, digital auctions all day long. Right? There seem to be two camps. There seems to be two camps on everything now. But what I want to talk about is, so as a transporter, and let's say you're in the live chat, Fritz Duval, what's up? Victory Lap Transport, how's it going? David from Two Bears Transportation. You're a transporter. What's your takeaway from what you're saying, Ty?
Well, it goes back to, remember our show Tuesday night? Well, I'm sure you remember it, but do you remember Paul talking about his dealer-vendor-match.com? Okay, so I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. That is a great piece of technology that can help a transport guy. And I like the way you asked that, Jay. What if I'm a transporter and I'm listening to Ty standing at a transport parking lot and saying he was at an auction yesterday, what does that have to do with me and my business? So this dealer vendormatch.com, Paul, is a great idea, but as I thought about it, I heard the word twice come up in the show, and here's what it was. Needs analysis. Say that again. Needs analysis, right? So before I talk to a dealer, if I'm a transporter, it's really helpful if I know what I'm doing, okay? And I like this conversation because it's uncomfortable for guys that don't know what they're doing. And it's uncomfortable for me because I got to be the jerk and say, you need to have a plan. What's your plan? Okay, you got a truck and trailer. Great. what are you going to do now? Well, I need a dispatcher and a load board. That may not be the best idea. It may be the best idea for you and what you're doing. I don't know. We got to talk about it and figure it out. But if I'm a guy and I want to build a fleet, there are some things we got to know. That's where's our backyard and where do we run? Okay. So if you like the dealer match, dealervendormatch.com, one of the things that if you listen to Paul, he says, you know, do an elevator pitch. So here's my elevator pitch. My name's Ty. I'm the transport guy. I hang out in the transport parking lot and I move cars from here to here. If you need a car moved from here to here, I'm your guy. Give me a call. There's my elevator pitch, right? I need to know where do I run. So if I'm going to get into the business and I'm going to say, you're going to talk to me, I'm always going to ask you the same question. Who's your customer? Who's your customer, right? So an example is Harrison. I always talk about Harrison down in Arizona and Andrew. Now, Andrew, Harrison's been with me for a long time and Harrison calls me on a regular basis. I like Harrison. Harrison often gets a little antsy, which I think we all do, and I think it's normal. So he calls yesterday and he's really kind of spun up because he's got a lot of bills and he's got just enough money, right?
Yeah.
So what is Harrison worried about yesterday? He's worried about, I need to go make some money. Okay, Harrison, let's talk about it. What do we do? What does Ty always say? Go talk to dealers. Well, they keep saying that they already use this big company. Okay, go make friends with the big company and tell the big company you want to be their little cleanup guy, right? So anyway, right, through the course of the conversation, that's how it turns out. What do we got going on behind me? Hey, what's going on back here?
What? That's awesome.
Live in the transport parking lot.
Yeah.
My point is so Harrison did what I told him, and it worked. He went and made friends with the big company that everybody says we do business with the big company. Go away. Harrison found out who the big company was because I told him, go find out who the big company is. Tell him you'll be the cleanup guy. Sure, the rate might be a little less, but you're going to get on the load board and you're going to go drive to Florida where you don't belong. And the guys that you've been talking to are going to start calling you as soon as you leave. Just slow down and go talk to car dealers and then go talk to whoever they say they use all the time anyway. And he did, and it worked. And today he's moving cars for the big company that everybody uses where he lives.
I really like the way you put that. And you've been saying, that's another thing you've been saying forever, is that even when we were at America's, not America's Auto Auction, that's where you are, AHA, Auto Haulers Association of America, right? And we were talking to a large fleet group, and you were talking about there is a place for the cleaner fish, the wedges, the wedge trailers. And it's really interesting, especially when you bring that up just now, specifically with somebody like Harrison, and even like, so David, I don't know exactly where his load came from, but David is in the live chat talking about how he's making $6 a mile moving from Pensacola to Hattiesburg, right? Short mile, long dollar.
Yeah, mile, long dollar. That's my favorite speech. But again, it comes back to if you're going to be in this business, and you know, I was talking, they're Rocky. Remember yesterday in your show, this Rocky guy shows up? Rocky turns out he's watching the dispatching live, which by the way, I'm not going to back off. That's still my favorite show, dispatching live. So anyway, Rocky's in the live chat. Jay, can I call in? First time, long time listener, first time caller. He wants to call in. No, you got to call Ty. So he calls me. Turns out he's a big broker, big, like huge. And we get to having this conversation. And really what it comes back to, guys, and I said this Tuesday night, and I want to really emphasize it. What is ATI? What is Cars on the Move? What is Dispatching Live? What are we doing? Well, I can sum it up like this. Yeah, we're connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers, but really what we're doing is we're trying to help people avoid a lot of bad mistakes. There's nothing easy about what you see behind me. There's nothing easy about what these guys are doing. There's nothing easy about the auction. This is not an easy business. And if you just get into it because you got a high enough credit score and you watched a Ford commercial of a dude pulling an excavator in the back of his F-150, that may not be the best plan for you. Okay? It's a really difficult business. I talked to another guy who goes to our roundtable, Doug. I talked to him yesterday for quite a while. hey, Doug, how's it been going? Well, not too bad, except for the $6,000 I had to blow on my truck that broke. What? Yeah. So as we get to talking, I mean, yeah, you got to realize, guys, that this is when Jay and I are talking. Yeah, we're always having fun and we're doing this and we're doing that. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. The point of what I think I do for sure, I think Jay definitely backs this up, is we're here to educate and to help people slow down just a touch before you decide to jump into this. We need you and we want you. And it's funny, Jay, that you brought up that aha. I was actually thinking about that yesterday. I thought, dude, that little speech thing that we did there, it was
off the hook.
It was.
It was kind of like it was kind of like our first big party in front of the industry. You know, we were doing shows, but that, man, that was intense.
It was.
I still remember.
Derek and those guys, shout out to them. Thanks for getting us there. That was nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, good. That's a good call, man. Well, you know, and I get passionate about the industry, the hardship of this industry. I get passionate about it, and which, you know, maybe might be the darker parts of dispatching live when I get a little too passionate. It's interesting, right? It's hard to, you want to stay informational. But I think sometimes the longer we talk about information and business, we are reminded of the giant potholes on the way to success. If that's even a thing. It is a thing, but there's so, like, what was Doug's cost? What was the $6,000?
I didn't ask. Yeah. I didn't want to know.
Right. That's exactly right.
It's terrible. That's what I know.
It is. It's bad. It's really, really
well
hard.
I mean, you got, I mean, there's story after story after story of guy that, you know, I've got my one ton and my one ton broke, you know. So do I get a bigger truck? Yeah. Do I get a CDL? Yeah. That's the name of this game. You always will end up in the big truck. I mean, it just, you know, I look at Hotshot Dave.
I was just gonna say, even Hotshot Dave ends up in a big truck.
And the reality of it is
really
the crazy part,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't tell a guy who's in a one ton he needs to get into a bigger truck. He has to figure that out on his own. And the reason I know that is because that's what I did. I don't know how many people would make fun of me in the transport parking lot with my little one ton and my Featherlite 48-foot three-car trailer. Hey, Ty, you might have really hauled ass back and forth. That's really cool, but you're killing yourself. You need a bigger truck, and your little truck can't take it. I would think for 2 hours while I'm driving down the road how mad I was at those guys, because they're right. So I might sit here and say, you know, go ahead and go with the one ton and give it a try, but just be ready for some problems.
You brought up Rocky. That was really cool. So Rocky... I don't have his last name, but he's from, We Will Transport It. And as a dispatcher, I've booked loads from them. And, as I told Rocky, what I remember as a dispatcher booking loads with them is that they would have some like odd loads, but they would have on average good paying loads. And I told him that, and you know, and he's proud of his organization. So yeah, we got to catch up for a little bit. He was loving the show, and so
you talked to him?
I did talk. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now, live on the air. Yeah, I did talk to him. You talked to him first because I sent him your way. I think you talked to him while I was still live, maybe. But anyway, so then I talked to him last night. We just caught up for a little bit, and he's down in Fort Lauderdale. He's in Fort Lauderdale, and he had a coworker with him, and they got a real busy office. And
what did he say, like 8 dispatchers?
Oh my gosh. I know it's a large number. 8 is a lot. I thought he said more than that, but
maybe 12. It was 8 or 12.
But it's a busy office, yeah. So
well, and he's got a really cool story too. I'm sure he told you, but him and his buddy started out, and he remembers the first time they made $30 off a broker deal.
Right. I think it was right. He was kind of hitting upon that. And so where's what I want to do is I want to try to bring him in on either a dispatching live or a cars on the move, probably dispatching live because that's more right, dispatching and loads. But yeah, it's neat. And that's one of the purposes of all of this is we want to see other folks in this industry come on in. We're not keeping out. We're not keeping anybody out.
No, and you know, it was fun talking to him because you can hear in his voice. At least I could. I'm curious to see what you thought, but I could really tell he's very, very passionate about the industry as a whole. And it's kind of cool because he says a lot of things that flow real well with the way you and I talk about. We're not here to kick anybody in the nuts and tell them, you know, go away. We're just here to educate people. There's nothing easy about it. No. You can make plenty of money. You can have a great life. But I'm telling you, the car hauling world is 24/7. Sorry.
No, and actually, so sometimes I try to think about, you know, okay, with the changes in technology and cars and, you know, there'll be some changes. But we're going to have people operating vehicles for quite some time. I hate to say it like that because it sounds ominous, like for quite some time. Okay, so let's do this. Hey, I've got a couple news items. We're halfway through the show already. It goes fast. We talked about Rocky. We talked about, did we cover independent auctions and the dealers that bring it? I think we did, right? You talked about, okay, so you've got that. Let's do, let's go ahead and talk about Used Car Week. And as I talk about Used Car Week, I want to bring up the graphic again. As Ty likes to point out, let's get those off the screen. We got the front of the store and the back of the store on Auto Transport Intel. And, oh, wait, can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, you can see that. Okay, good. All right, so front of the store, back of the store, Auto Transport Intel. Back of the store, that's the transport parking lot, and that's most information in the back of the store is what probably traditional carriers are going to relate to, right?
Yeah.
Car hauling, sure. Supplies, equipment, loads, process. But the front of the store is something I talk about more and more, which is online car buyers, technology, and the things that don't seem to be so connected to the back of the store. But it's important because it's all part of the store. And that brings us into Used Car Week. Used Car Week is so front of the store, I think it's actually part of the reason why we have a front of the store, is that we got our eyes opened at places like Used Car Week.
Yeah.
And Used Car Week, and thank you, Bill Zedites. Shout out to Bill Zedites. That is Bill Zedites on the screen right there. Bill is the host and MC and probably coordinator. He probably does more than we even know. And Bill did us a favor by helping us attend Used Car Week 2019, and I am forever grateful for that.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
I got to shake his hand.
Me too. And I got to thanked him out on that patio. Remember that back patio where we were hanging out? We took some photos. I got to thank him. Yeah, he's an awesome guy. I really appreciate it. And so now, because it's COVID, it's not in person. It's virtual. I'm signed up. And look, he's got many days of information. I don't think they're full days. And they cover different parts. Even he breaks it into segments. Because Used Car Week, it's not all the same thing every day. He goes through repo, through auto finance. It has different sections. Anyway, so I just wanted to give a shout out. That is November 16th, so it starts next week. And it's basically like 3 to 4 weeks, 3 to 4 days for 3 to 4 weeks. That's kind of the thing. And a smattering here and there. And there is, at this point now, there are, I don't see how many people. 12 pages of people. And I've been networking. I'm on page, I think I'm on page 10 or 11. And, Auto Sled. I mean, you've got, so this is important. So you've got a lot of front of the store people. A lot of front of the store people. But you do have some back of the store folks rolling around in the transport parking lot. This guy's from Copart. Senior Director of Sales, Ally Bank, Auction Edge, which is that's Auction Technology. Ooh, United Road. There I am. Oh, and Black Book. Yeah, Laura from Black Book. So anyways, these events are awesome. Wherever you network, and you're right now, you're networking in the back of the store, right?
Yeah.
That's what's happening, live in the transport parking lot. And Ty, I congratulate you on pointing this out, because it now it helps make so much more sense. When I talk about these things, like DHL connecting with Cox Automotive, most transporters could say, well, who gives a flip? Well, it's part of the front of the store, and believe you me, that front of the store will end up in the back of the store.
Well, it will. And I think, you know, as you were sitting there showing that, I didn't know you were going to show that, but as you were sitting there, I was thinking about the guy who's got 20, maybe 100 trucks. And I'm thinking that guy needs to sign up for Used Car Week. And the reason I'm thinking that is because of our buddy Paul with Black Book. And Paul, I don't know if you caught it on LinkedIn, he made a post, and I shared the post, and I said, I think our friend Paul's trying to tell us something. Pay attention.
Right.
And what's getting ready to happen, guy? And this is fun because I don't even know what's getting ready to happen. I have no idea. But here's what we do know. We do know there's projected 1.9 million repos getting ready to hit the oh crap button.
The
right?
number's well, going that number's going up.
Okay, so the number's going up. So this is where it's going to get fun, okay? And the reason I say that is because here's what I that's a lot of cars.
That is a lot of cars.
And they've got to be processed.
And now we're starting to talk to the individuals in charge of departments nationwide. Whoa.
Yeah.
And so, what I mean is, I mean, that's a lot to manage, right? Let's say 100 repos next month.
Oh, yeah.
It's not 100.
No, it's not. So, you know, I think of our friends at ACV. I think of our friends at Backlot Cars, Trade Rev. All these online auctions. And I'm sure that they're ahead of this, ahead of you and I, Jay, because I say they're probably running around with some people that really know what's going on.
Yes.
So here's the trick, all right? Let's say the moratorium on your repo, sorry. You know, and two,
I know, right?
I think finance companies are trying to make deals to keep them together. But let's just say if it's a 2 million, it cuts it to a million, right? It's just for fun.
Yeah, sure.
There's still a million cars.
Yeah.
That have to go somewhere. So are we going to clean them? Are we going to do recon? Okay, remember that picture you posted Tuesday night? We've got different prices for reconditioning, right?
Yes.
Take the trash out
and
put it on the lot? Or do you want to take the trash out, vacuum it, and wash it? You know, which do you want? That's up to the remarketing company. Right. We've been kind of talking about this remarketing idea. Remember when we went to Raleigh with Bill or not with Bill, but Bill and let us come. If you remember, I'd never heard the word autofin.
Fintech.
Fintech. I'm sorry.
Fintech. Yeah, we learned. We got schooled on. I think it was the first morning we were having eggs. Well, I was having eggs. And I said, what's fintech?
Oh, man, we got schooled.
And the whole room knows what fintech is.
Everybody
except
but us.
Yeah, everybody but us. Oh, my God, that's funny.
It was funny. So back to the car hauler, because that's what we're here for. We're here to talk to the car hauler. If I'm a car hauler, if I got one truck or 100 trucks, what am I doing? How am I doing it? So here's what I say. You got a guy like Paul with dealervendormatch.com. Go ahead and sign up. It's not going to hurt.
Give it a shot. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. If anything, it'll push you to figure something out about yourself and your business. Well, and I always recommend that.
That's right. Because what Paul was saying was, and he locked in on this, elevator pitch. And I know, we know this from walking around, trying to hang out with guys, talk about fintech. You got 30 seconds. Yeah, I'm in the elevator with a Carfax guy. And he goes, so what? He really didn't want to ask me, I don't think. But we're stuck in an elevator. That's why they call it an elevator pitch. So what's Auto Transport Intel? I got 30 seconds to nail this, right? And I said things like, well, it's a YouTube channel. It's the car shipping business channel. We talk about the auto transport ecosystem. from OEMs, dealers, auctions, carriers, brokers, shippers, equipment, loads. And so I go live every week, and I have guests, experts, interviews, advertisers to talk about the industry in a meaningful way where it's educational, and we're really we're understanding what has otherwise become fragmented verticals.
Right. You know, and that's a nice segue into Mark Superflow. I had two amazing phone calls with Mark Superflow this week. And I didn't tell you this, but Mark Superflow and I ended up buying our domain that we've been talking about.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we got the domain, and we're going to start putting together the proof of concept.
Awesome,
and the business
man.
Plan.
Good job, yeah. Dude.
I'm really excited about that.
I'll ring the bell on that one. That is really good. You know, right? Because we all have ideas, and we sit on them, and we sleep on them, and then sometimes they fade away. So good for you, man.
Yeah, well, good for Mark, too, because what we're getting ready to do is going to put, I'm not sure exactly how, it's going to solidify, validate what this show is about, what Jay's put together, what we believe, and that is ultimately, at the end of the day, the dealer is our customer. I don't care who you are, what you do. The transporter is very important part of the ecosystem and
critical.
I think what we're going to put together is going to solidify that, validate that, and allow carriers some with integrity, morals, and ethics to really shine in an industry that is sometimes dark.
I just typed it. Carriers are essential business.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
And two, that one more thing. When you're talking about your transport business, I know this isn't political, and I'm not going to make it political, but I will tell you, there seems to be this we need to do another lockdown. And depending upon what state you live in and what you do, be prepared if you're the carrier guy. Because remember, whenever they did the lockdown here a while back, and how that affected your business, and how there weren't any cars on the load board, and how awful it was, and it was the end of the world. Oh gosh.
Yeah, no, we're all so sick of COVID. And when I say that again, I mean both camps, right? The COVID camp and the non-COVID camp, and every camp in between. If there's one thing we have in common, we're all sick of this. And no?
I think there's a camp that loves the shit out of this stuff. Don't even get me started.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No. Ty. Why, Ty? We were doing so good. We got 28 minutes into this show, and now we just lost a ball bearing. We're going to have to pull over to the side, and Martha's going to have to jump out of the truck with the kids, with a flashlight, and see if she can find that sucker. And I think it rolled over by that guardrail over there. Hey, let's do this. Let's say hello to the live chat real quick. Hey, what's going on, you guys, in the live chat? Victory Lap Transport says hello. Is it wise to start with a two-car trailer paid for straight cash? Ooh, Victory Lap asked that. So Fritz Duval has a 48-foot Featherlight wedge. When we were talking about cleaner fish, and that's when I think he typed that. Carlos Braxton says, what's up? Silver Mint says, what's up? And Silver Mint says, you guys hear of Car Buyer USA? I'm going to type that in, Car Buyer, but I'm not going to share it on the screen just in case it's, you know. Car Buyer USA. Have you ever heard of that, Ty? Car Buyer USA? Sell your car fast, safe, and easy. My guess is it gets into somehow transport overlaps with that. I didn't share it because, you know, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But anyways, guys, here's the point. I want to say thank you for joining the live chat. Appreciate it. Thank you for watching Cars on the Move. Appreciate it. Ty, thank you for bringing the news live from the transport parking lot. And that guy, that high mount back there, or is that a Stinger?
Stinger.
Okay. He's been there the whole time. What's he doing?
They've all been here the whole time. They're pulling their cars and loading them.
Oh, okay. He's getting loaded?
Yeah. I don't know him. I've never met him. want to go meet him?
Yeah, I'd love to if we have time. That'd be awesome.
He may not be a talker. We'll find out.
Yeah, well, usually everybody working is pretty short. That'd be fine. That'd be a great way to end it.
This is a good-looking truck and trailer, though. I like the color combo, too. Hey, buddy! Hey, you. Oh, no, don't talk. Oh, yeah, you're scared. Sorry. He's afraid of COVID, so we'll just have to...
No, that's
stay
all right.
Here.
Hey, listen, we
there
have
are
to.
Other buddies over here, Juan.
And I say this about COVID. Yeah, I remember Juan. I respect people's privacy, and if they don't want to talk or don't want to shake hands, that is okay with me. I'm okay with that. And you know, and here the thing is, the reason I'm saying this, Ty, because I mean, Dispatching Live is a 90-minute show, and that show is so squirrely that. Darn it all, there's going to come a time in the show where I'm going to say something crazy. And so then I think about that. And you know what? I really, as the captain of the Auto Transport Intel ship, I truly appreciate everybody's contribution or decision to not participate. It's okay. It's all part of it. Yeah. What do you think of those apples?
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. So,
hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Are you a repo guy? Have you guys been busy? Swamp? We do a transport show on YouTube, and they're talking about 1.9 million repos coming up. You got a card? This is my buddy Jake. Can you see him?
Hey, Jake. My name's Cameron.
SYR. Sorry, hold on. Let me get over there. You want to ask him a question? Ken, a question?
What's on your mind today?
You're busy all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, 24 hours a day.
Kansas City?
Yes, sir. Just about 8 miles east of here.
So do you just bring them in? We were wondering, how does this work? If you get your car repoed, you take it to – it has to sit for a day or two, right?
Certain companies like Credit Acceptance right now, I drop directly to the auction. Just like this.
Straight.
But I have personals from one that I got earlier this morning.
Yeah, that's the people's stuff. Yep. You got
to
keep
take it to the shop, inventory it, and send it to the I hold it until people either get it back or don't get it.
CAC, Credit Acceptance Group, they're a big finance company, right?
Yeah, second chance type nationwide financing.
Yeah, and they got to do
SYR and a Circle J, a transport truck also.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
We do a little bit of everything. We work out of Avis right up here.
Oh, yeah, at the airport?
Yes, sir.
Huh. So typically, if it doesn't come straight here, it's got to go to a lot.
Goes to my lot. Settled on my lot for 7 to 10 days, kind of depending on the finance company, the arrangements with the bank. Then they'll send out a transport. They'll
7 to 10 days?
Correct. But with this COVID stuff, I've got stuff that's sat there 6 months.
Oh, yeah. They got to pay storage on that?
We charge the forwarding company, and then what they do with it, I don't know. So I would imagine it all trickles downhill. Yes.
Yeah. You got a lot that's basically full.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then some. But it really helps because I do work for JD Byrider.
Yeah.
Take them straight to their lot. Like CACs go here. Otherwise, I'd have probably 400 cars on my lot.
Wow.
Every day.
So how many other guys you got with you?
I've got three that work here in town, got two in Springfield, one in Wichita, one in St. Louis. So we're kind of everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's awesome. I appreciate your time,
yes,
Ken.
Sir.
Look forward to meeting, talking to you.
Best way to remember me, you know what SYR stands for? It stands for Stole Your Ride.
I like it. Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
Wow, that was awesome, man. You know what? That was really good. I know we didn't get a lot of his time, but I mean, I so appreciate his input, and I would love to talk to that guy again.
I got his card and name. We can call him.
Let's do that.
Steal your ride.
Yeah, you know what? Steal your ride. Let's, which is interesting, again, because repo, right? There's nothing pretty about it, and it's unfortunate, but it is part of the ecosystem. And, it just is. Even if I do have a repo hammer around here somewhere. Oh, awesome. He's talking to him in the background. Now, we got to get him on the show I would love to do a Friday follow-up live from the repo parking lot. But you know what? I'll bet there's privacy concerns with the previous owners or current soon-to-not-be owners of those vehicles to where to be live in a repo parking lot. I don't know if we could do that, but I'd love to hear more about it.
He said anytime he'll come on.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's excited about it.
Let's do the sooner the better. Let's see if we can get him on a Friday this month in November.
Oh, not a problem. Yeah. I see him up here. This is the first time I've ever talked to him, but I see him up here all the time.
I really like that guy.
I do too.
I like the way he talks. He seems like a professional.
You know what I told him? I said, we make fun of you all the time because you're never at the lot. he started laughing.
Right. And I feel, but I understand. The more I talk about it, the more I understand it. The repo agent, he's busy getting the cars. That's why he's not at the office. But yeah, it's frustrating why there can't be somebody.
Well, and that's where, office, you know, that's but, where it gets know. Some of the questions, like, we don't know the expense or the revenue.
I know. You know,
it's like, do I need a bigger trailer or not? I don't know.
And it's not the safest business.
Oh, gosh. No.
Right?
A lot of mad people.
When you call in fact, when you're a dispatcher, you have a repo car, you call to verify, you're not talking to the office. You're not talking to the repo office. You're talking to a national, like, security office. They're like, what's your name? We're recording this. Like, wow, I just want to get a car.
Well, that'll be a good conversation for sure.
It's gonna be awesome.
We'll set up a time with him maybe next Friday.
Very cool.
But back to hauling cars and back to transport. I'm going to keep saying what I always say, which is go talk to the car dealer. Those are the guys that are going to really honestly have the answer. I can stand here all day and yap about what I think. I don't know. I mean, I do talk to car dealers at auctions in my neighborhood, in my backyard, and they are telling me stuff, but I can't tell you what they're saying in your neighborhood, in your backyard, and you're going to have to figure that out because you own your own business.
And so meeting that guy in your backyard is a great thing.
Yeah.
Look at that,
yeah,
man.
That guy needs help.
That could open up a whole nother lane.
Yeah. Yeah, nice guy too. So anyway, if you need me, give me a call. Have a great weekend, and talk to car dealers. That's all I can say.
And by the way, hey, we've got 417-483-2764. That's Ty's phone number. And also Tuesday night, I think you're on this show Tuesday night. I was just thinking about this, and no, it's my show, and I should know. But we're gonna be talking to Max Digital. It's another dealer technology show.
I've got to talk. I sent Tim a text yesterday. We're supposed to talk today.
Okay, good. Yeah, good.
And really, awesome. What I want to do with Tim is I want him to introduce. See, this is what I like about what we do. I get to show you networking live. So Jay met Tim. Jay says, Ty, you need to meet Tim. Tim, you need to meet Ty. So I'm gonna meet Tim. Well, I know where Tim was. And I know, I think, what he was doing, and I bet he will get me the intro to the next show, which I'm really excited about.
Right.
It's a different transport parking lot.
And credit to be given, Ryan introduced me to Tim.
Okay.
I introduced Tim to you. Yeah, and it trickles down. The networking works.
Yeah. So.
So it's gonna be a great show.
It will be good.
And we have DOT compliance next week too.
Ooh, that's another favorite for sure. That's going to be your next best show.
We're going to go weekly.
It's going to go head-to-head with your dispatcher.
Right. And it's two totally different topics. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Good. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Everybody have
a great weekend.
Peace out, brother.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. All right, you guys. We'll see you. Thanks for joining in the live chat. Thanks for saying hello. Really do appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in again on a Friday on Cars on the Move on Auto Transport Intel. We appreciate you. So let us know how we can help. You can put it in the live chat. If you missed the show, you can put it in the comments below. You know you can email me, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Visit autotransportintel.com. Follow the podcast. Listen to it later. As Mark was saying, he likes to listen to it. He watches the show live, and then he listens to it again later, and he picks up things because there really is a lot here. Something for everybody. Thank you guys so much. Stay safe. Hope you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.